Lula Telford is preparing to take the GED test for the third time. The difference this time is that she has to use a computer. The 59-year-old says that may be a problem because she's not very tech savvy.
It seems harder to me now than it was before. Maybe not, but it seems like it is to me. And maybe because, like I say, I'm older. But it's more challenging, a lot more challenging for me.
Which is why Telford's enrolled in a free GED test prep class at Fort Worth's Eastside Workforce Center. The former school cafeteria worker left her job after an injury. She says she wants to work again, maybe teach part-time, and a GED would help.
It's really important to me, especially at my age, you know, and my memory is not the way it used to be, but I'm really hoping and praying that I can get it because that's always been a dream of mine.
Telford's not alone. Many students preparing for the new tests are anxious about their future. They want new jobs or have plans to go back to school. Cherie Davis, one of the instructors here, says the biggest challenge she sees so far is technology.
Some people have computers at home and smartphones and know how to use this technology. A lot of students that we get, they come in and they have no idea how to even turn on the computer. Like, they'll push little buttons and kind of mess with it, and it's like, oh no, on, switch is right here.
The other big change with the new tests? There is more writing. The old tests had mostly multiple choice questions. This one has short answer and essay questions.
Now it's more or less you have to think cognitively.
Instructor Jalen T. Harris.
You have to reason. You have to use prior information, prior experiences.
Davis says she thinks the revamped test is a step in the right direction, but it's not easy.
It is going to be a paradigm shift. It kind of puts us all on our toes to make sure that, I guess, kind of reinvent the way that we teach and reinvent the way that we present information and make sure that we're aware of it.
Crystal Jordan, who has never taken the GED test before, says she's excited about the online prep class. Jordan's 25 and a former stripper who dropped out of school in the eighth grade and put her baby up for adoption. She scored high on her GED pretest.
I like the fact that it's on the computer, it's more personalized. It's not because I don't have to slow down at everybody else's pace. You know, I'm a very quick learner. I catch on to things really fast.
And she wants the GED process to move fast, too. She plans to take the tests in the next couple of months and enroll in community college in the fall. Stella Chavez, KERA News.